This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio. Kim on a whim.
And splashdown. Crew 9 back on Earth.
Well, it only took 9 months for them to finally get those two astronauts back to the Earth. I felt so bad for them. These two astronauts who go there on this, what they thought was an 8-day mission, and they end up being there for 286 days. Can you imagine?
What a view. I feel like isolation from the planet is what a lot of people are looking for.
Well, they got that. They absolutely got that, more than they probably anticipated.
Yeah, it's better than a deserted island. You got internet. You got food. You got people you can talk to.
Well, that's,
so you think about the castaway. Yeah, this is not castaway.
Castaway, they need their own little Wilson volleyball
Wilson.
That they can make the hair in the face. I feel for them. I mean, think about all the things that they miss. But what a cool scene yesterday. I don't know if you saw these videos, Ryan, of the Dragon, the SpaceX Dragon that landed in the just off Florida. And, you know, they're getting what looks like a pod to me, but they're having a boat, you know, get these astronauts out. And there's a whole pod. I think they're called a pod, right? A group of dolphins is a pod. This whole pod of dolphins is jumping around. I mean, it was just such a cool sight. And you can just imagine what was going through these astronauts' minds after what they've been through, you know?
Right.
So many times, we'll get you. We're going to try these failed attempts. And then... here they are back on Earth.
Well, I think Carl and I probably understand this better than others because this is how we make plans with people. Oh, well, yeah, let's get together sometime. Never do. Let's get together sometime. This is what guys all the time do. Like, oh, man, we should hang out sometime. Yeah. Just go ahead, text me. Let's do it sometime. Never happens. So basically what they were doing as astronauts on the space mission, oh, we'll come get you. They never come. Oh, we'll come get you. They don't make
it. We'll be there soon. We're on our way. We'll be there soon. That's like when you text someone saying that you're on your way, but really that means that you're just now getting ready and you'll be leaving your house in about 15 minutes. That's a classic girl move. I don't know if guys do that as often. I did see there was the Sean Hannity Elon Musk interview, and that guy's genius. I mean, you can say he's weird and all of these things and not like what he's doing with Doge, but the guy is brilliant. He is the founder, runs the chief engineer, CEO of SpaceX, which is obviously what ultimately got these two astronauts home. And it was so interesting listening to the last question that Hannity asked him about this basically what I would call it was a rescue mission, about any sort of an attempt to get these astronauts sooner, because that seems like the obvious question is, why did it take this long to go get these astronauts and bring them back home? And listen to what Elon Musk said about any sort of an attempt that could have been made or should have been made months prior.
Definitely offered to return the astronauts earlier. There's no question about that. The astronauts were only supposed to be there for 8 days, and they've been there for almost 10 months. So obviously that doesn't make any sense. SpaceX could have brought the astronauts back after a few months at most. And we made that offer to the Biden administration. It was rejected for political reasons, and that's just a fact.
That's awful. Why would they? Do they just hate Elon that much? Why would they reject an offer for Elon Musk to go get these astronauts earlier?
I have an idea. Maybe 10% chance of this being correct. Maybe they told Joe Biden this offer was there and he was sleeping when they told him, and they thought he heard it, but he was dozing off. And they're like, okay, just let us know. And he goes, all right, Jack, I'll let you know.
Okay.
Yeah. And then he never got back to it because he didn't hear it because he was sleepy. And they thought, okay, maybe Joe doesn't want the astronauts back.
Well, Kamala probably just felt like it should be a school bus because she really thinks that school buses are ultimately what you get from point A to point B. Remember, she really likes school buses.
Yep. And she watched a lot of Magic School Bus.
I did like Miss Frizzle.
Miss Frizzle will just go up and take the kids to save the astronauts. It didn't happen.
She could have gotten them back faster than the Biden administration.
What are the odds that Elon Musk is right in his assessment that he was not taken up on his offer because of political reasons? Mm-hmm. Is that a pretty high probability, you think?
Well, here's what's interesting about that. So he didn't specify exactly when that offer was made or how many times, because remember, you know, Elon Musk didn't really start coming out in support of Donald Trump until later on in the campaign. I don't remember exactly when that was, and maybe someone listening can chime in and tell us, but it wasn't right out of the gate. So maybe they thought Musk had some sort of an affiliation with Trump, but what would their reason be 8 months ago for not wanting him to help? And even if they didn't like his politics, why can't you put on your big boy pants in this case and realize that there is a something bigger at stake and that you need to put your politics aside and not act like a 5-year-old and let somebody go get these astronauts and bring them back home so they can be with their families?
Yeah, I think probably the support and the flooding of support happened shortly after the assassination attempt. I think that's when you started to see a lot of people come out of the woodwork to say, all right, we're going to support this guy.
That's what Richie's saying. Okay, yeah, so after the Butler incident.
Is that what they're saying? Yeah, I think that's roughly the same time, because what you saw, people started to realize, like, after this, you basically gave him everything he needs momentum-wise to continue to. And I'm trying to remember the timeline. Was Joe Biden still running during that?
He had the disaster of a debate in, like, June, I want to say. And then the assassination attempt would have been, I think, July, right?
So shortly after. I see.
Yes, it was July. Okay. I was in Canada.
It's hard to remember. There's so much stuff that happened. It's hard to keep track of it all.
And no one talks about that anymore. That was, I mean, a monumental moment in the election last year. So I would say Elon Musk, there is some truth to that, because there's only certain people uniquely qualified to make this happen. I don't think Bezos or Virgin Galactic, I don't think any of them have docked with the International Space Station yet, have they? They haven't got to that point yet. I think
Elon Musk is the only one who's been able to do what he has done.
Yeah. If I remember, so I think they've done some private trips up into the lower atmosphere, where they call it space or whatever. And I believe that he's the only one that's docked. So if you think about it, all these other space agencies in these countries that want to explore Mars, they want to explore the moon, they want to, you know, legitimize themselves with a space program, they haven't been able to reach the heights that Elon Musk has. Now, even if you look at the rockets and reusing the rockets, having them come back to Earth safely where they can be, you know, put down without being destroyed. No other agency in the entire planet can do that, not even NASA.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty remarkable. He is the only person that can do something like that. I would say he probably offered. You know, and the reason I say that is because if you remember any other tragedy that's happened, Elon Musk like tries to help people. Remember when you had those kids that were stuck in a cave? And he's like, we're going to stop our engineers and we're going to build a small submarine to try to get these kids out of the cave. You remember when that happened?
When was that?
Yeah, 2000. Thailand.
Okay, was it? That, when you say Thailand, it sounds more familiar, but I still can't think of how many
years
ago.
And then he got in trouble for calling the head guy a pedophile.
Yeah, he did.
Maybe he's not the best with his words, but the guy is trying to help, and he has like, the resources
not
to do it.
Right, so it was like a soccer tournament for the kids.
Vaguely.
Yeah, and the kids, it's like kind of a thing that they do where they go into this cave and out. It's like a bonding experience, but the tide came up while the kids were stuck in the
trapped.
Cave. It was pitch black.
Scary.
And really, the only way you can get in and out is through this small dip opening, kind of like a toilet trap. You know, you got to go into the water and back out to get it. And they're like, these kids aren't going to do it in pitch black. So Elon Musk is like, we're going to build a submarine that you can put the kids in, and then the scuba divers will guide the submarine through to keep the kids safe. And the people that were heading the rescue out there saying, no, that's not going to work. Don't even try helping us. Then Elon Musk called him a pedophile for not accepting his help.
Of course.
And I think he's tried to sue Elon. I don't think it went anywhere.
I doubt that will go anywhere.
He tried to help. So I feel Elon is the type of guy that it's like, he's got enough money mm-hmm. where he's like, if it's going to make a difference, man, I'm gonna do it. Especially if there's astronauts in space and he has the ability to try to save them, I 100% believe he offered.
He was apparently talking about on the interview with Sean Hannity that they had done three failed attempts, I guess, to get to space, and they had failed on all three of those. And so they were running out of money. So they only had one more attempt that they could do, or they would basically be done as a company, and they were able to do it on their fourth attempt. So that was ultimately what saved them. And it's incredible when you think about what goes into these rocket ships, because he said something like, in 9 minutes, the speed that this rocket ship can get up to is about 17,000 miles per hour. I mean, wrap your brain around that. And then when they're coming back into our atmosphere, it's like 3,600 degrees Fahrenheit. So the technology that you have to have to protect that rocket, that capsule, is insane, because otherwise they'll just vaporize. I mean, it would be pretty much instantaneous because the conditions are that crazy. He was saying how he wanted to, you know, he thinks in the somewhat near future he'll be able to send people to Mars and that people will be able to live on other planets. Like, he has all these really wild goals that sound not feasible to me, but you know what? If anybody can do it, it might be Elon Musk.
Mm-hmm. I talked to a space expert that I was talking to him about, because after the inauguration and going to Mars was something that Donald Trump brought up, I think, during the speech, where I said, okay, I'm going to talk to a space expert and ask them, like, how far are we from actually going to Mars? How realistic is this? And the thing he said about Elon Musk that kind of blew my mind a little bit, he said, Elon Musk is absolutely a genius. He says, everything Elon Musk has been doing has been working towards the goal of putting people on Mars. He said, think about it. If you need to get to Mars, you need a spaceship to get to it. He's like, okay, Elon Musk built a space company to get there. And once you land, you understand there's so much radiation, you're going to have to find ways to go underneath the Earth to kind of block some of that. He's like, well, Elon Musk has a boring company that digs tunnels so they can get underneath the ground. Well, once you get there, you're going to need a power source. Well, Elon Musk has a solar company. And on top of that, if you have a power source, you need batteries in order to continue to function. He's like, well, he's got an electric car company with the batteries. He's like, everything Elon Musk has been building here on Earth has been pointing to finding sustainable living conditions on Mars. And it blew my mind. I thought, I never put that together. This guy is a full genius.
Well, the guy's kind of a wackadoodle, but he is genius. And, you know, with Starlink, I hear it's such great service. There's probably Wi-Fi right now on Mars. It's just incredible what they've been able to do. And I don't know if I really would ever say we need to have life on Mars. I don't know why that's really that necessary. I mean, the idea of it sounds cool. Do I actually think it should happen? Maybe not, but you know what? If they want to go ahead and try it, you go ahead and try to get people to Mars and have them actually live there.
That's
There's
cool.
a lot of people I'd like to send to Mars, so that's yeah. fine. One-way ticket
you know what,
to
I'll
Mars.
Wait. I'll wait until Disney has the experience at the like some kind of themed hotel, the Mars Hotel, and just make it feel like you're on Mars.
Well, there you go. I'd take that.
But then I can still go eat my pizza without having to worry about, I don't know. I'm just trying to think of all of the problems that it would be. It's so inconvenient to live on Mars. I'm such a convenience guy. Like I don't want
you
to
don't
be
have your Walmart. You don't have your Costco. You know, maybe that's something yeah. he's going to do too. He's going to take over Costco and open up Costco and Sam's on Mars.
Yeah. What if I crave a Whopper? I'm not going to get a Whopper there.
You have
I
your
mean, there might be a
like
yeah,
Uber
there
Eats.
Could be a Subway.
It'll
yeah.
be like a space Uber Eats, and it just goes back to Earth and only charges you a couple million dollars, and it gets you your Starbucks latte, and then it flies right back to Mars.
Oh, they forgot the sauce.
Oh, we'll go
no,
back down. Fine.
It.
It's only another $3 million, but we'll get it for you. And you know what?
Right
Some bougie
there.
People would pay for it.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Yes, they would. All right, that's Kim on a whim. I'm Ryan Recker. And by the way, Kim, I wanted to talk about this in the next segment in a different way. I'm going to give you two movie plots. I want you to tell me which movie sounds better. Okay? That's going to come up after the break. And these two stories are happening right now as we speak here. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in on 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.